Every time I ask somebody who's in real estate, like, hey, what's your, one of your greatest regrets? A lot of the time they say, hey, I wish I would have started earlier. Man, these kids are 16, 19, 18, 17. Man, sky's the limit. Even if they do real estate really, really slow and they only buy a couple of properties, imagine by that time they're 30.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. My name is Javier Hinojo. I'm your host of the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the Teen Millionaire Challenge that we've been taking on this past week. We had 19 teens from all over the country join us at my office where I talked about multifamily, right? Investing in real estate, six-step cycle, you know, from overview to finding deals, funding them, analyzing them, stabilizing, exit. We did all that this week. But we also talked a lot about mindset, right? I think the very first day, we pretty much spent the whole day on mindset. They had to believe. First, it was to believe that they can actually do it and they can actually buy commercial property. So what is a teen millionaire challenge? We got 19 teens all over the country, put them into three groups, six, six, and seven. And what they're going to do is they're going to buy apartment buildings with me. And the goal is for them to have a net worth of $1 million by the end of the year, right? We're going to buy some, we're going to wholesale some, and they're going to be doing the deal sourcing. They're going to be texting. They're going to be calling owners, calling brokers, and they're going to underwrite the deals. Deal looks good. They're going to submit it to my team and then we'll take it from there. Once we find a project, we're going to go ahead and close on it. They're also part of that process. So they're going to get a piece of the pie, right? An acquisition fee and some equity as well. So it's pretty exciting because we got kids from all walks of life. We got a couple of kids that the parents already do real estate and very well. And we got some kids that don't have any idea about real estate, right? They come just wanting to learn. And it's super cool just to see this 1 week, how much they change, right? From the very first day, they were all a little bit nervous, a little bit shy. They didn't know what to expect. And then like a week later, I'm like, man, these guys are posting on social media, like, you know, like who wants to be a millionaire? And like, you know, like all these like mindset stuff. It's pretty cool to see, right? Like I even get inspired by it. It's super cool. I got my 16-year-old daughter. She's also part of it. So it makes me kind of happy. I get a little choked up when I see her posting social media. Like, man, that's my girl. And but no, you know what? I'm actually really proud of all the kids, right? All the kids are posting on social media. I mean, they're really connecting and they're really helping each other out and they're posting. It's super cool just to watch. I mean, what were you doing at 16 years old, right? You know, what are you doing, right? Most of us weren't doing what these kids are doing now. So for you that are in real estate, every time I ask somebody who's in real estate, like, hey, what's your one of your greatest regrets? A lot of the time they say, hey, I wish I would have started earlier. Man, these kids are 16, 19, 18, 17. Man, sky's the limit. Even if they do real estate really, really slow and they only buy a couple of properties, imagine by that time they're 30. They can be retired by the time they're 30. They can be retired by the time they're 25. Depends how quick, how much time and effort, right? Right? The harder you work, the luckier you get. I like to say that. So I'm very excited. Super tired this week. Like it's been every day. These teens have so much energy and they eat a lot. So they got to pay their own way. They have to figure out how to get here. The hotel, the foods, things like that. We're super happy. We've had some sponsors donate some money and be able to cover some of their food, which is great because it'll help them out. They don't have to come out of pocket as much. So that's awesome to all our sponsors that kind of reached out and decided to, hey, you know, donate some money or they'll buy a meal or something like that for the kids. So it's super cool. Today, we went to a jumping place, I guess one of those jumping warehouses, went to have lunch, and then we give them the evening for free. So they, you know, on their own, they can go have some alone time with no adults, you know, just kind of, they can just relax. But it's been such an amazing week. They've learned a lot this week, and it's just been so cool just to watch them grow and kind of gel in their teams as well. Next week, we're going to really start talking about how to speak to brokers, how to call, how to source the deals. And we're actually going to start working next week for the next 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to be working and actually starting getting some deal flow coming in so we can underwrite it and hopefully buy something. be nice to have something, send a few LOIs next week for these kids. So once they go back, right, each team's going to have a meeting, like a weekly meeting where they everybody shares their KPIs for the week and make sure everybody's doing their fair share. And then us as a team, we're going to come in together, all three teams, my staff, myself, and Robert Allen, Tim Meyer, we're going to come in on a Saturday in the morning, and just every team can report to us their KPIs as a team. And we can give some guidance, we can talk about whatever, just keep motivating each other through this process. And I had to make sure I told the teams that you can be disqualified, right? You're not pulling your fair share and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. There's a lot of people in the waiting list, so you can be disqualified. I appreciate everybody out there who's been supporting us in social media, pushing our challenge out there and sharing it. I really appreciate that. It helps a lot. We are working super hard. It's been a really, really good experience. So just want to give an update for the Teen Millionaire Challenge. Just follow me on social media. You'll get some more information. We will be doing a season 2. So, you know, just plug in. So next time we have a one of these, you'll be able to get the application and be able to submit it, you know, for you want to maybe one of your kids or a relative or neighbor or just anybody you know who might be interested in doing like this type of challenge. So again, appreciate everybody. Follow me on social media. Check my link tree on this podcast or somewhere on these links at the bottom. So I appreciate it. I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so, and you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training, and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.